That's where we got to continue to point every positive aspect of this process is God, folks. Because if any one of us would ever step up and try to take credit for anything, it will fail. I'm telling you, it will fail. So praise the Lord this morning. We need to rejoice in what He's done. It's not look what Jamie done. It's look what God has done. And the community will see that. And that will continue to grow and grow and grow. As I was getting ready for this week, I didn't realize I'd be speaking this morning. And the Lord laid something on my heart, you know, a week or so ago. David asked me about preaching this evening. And I thought, man, Lord, that sounds like a Sunday morning sermon. Well, here we are. It's Sunday morning, and He's giving me a sermon. And it was about preparation. And, you know, most of us are deer hunters from way back, I suppose. Everybody deer hunts, hold your hand up, please. Everybody? Yeah. I mean, we grew up, you know, the night before season come in was like Christmas Eve. You know, you filed your knives and you got your gun sighted in and you done all this, and then most of us was up so late we overslept and didn't even get a gun because of all the preparation. And that's the emphasis this morning is preparation. Did I say that right? Being prepared. How's that? We'll go with that. And the scripture is going to be out of 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Let us pray. Lord, we bow here before You again this morning, Lord, on this day that You have created, Lord, knowing that You have prepared this day for us here. You have prepared a message for us here this morning, Lord. Now prepare our hearts to receive it, Lord. Prepare us to live on it, to hang on to every word that comes out of Your word here this morning. I praise You. I thank You again. I ask for You to get me out of the way, Lord, and fill me with Your Spirit this morning, Lord, that all this is done for You. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. So, there again, I thought about how we prepare. Okay, that talked about what God has prepared for you, Brent. For you, Art. For each and every one of us. I want to emphasize it's not for you, Drift Run Church. It's for you individuals. What God has done for you. Now that should boggle our minds to realize the God that owns a thousand hills, that has all the cattle, He thinks about you on an individual basis every day. I heard it talk this morning. He prays for no. It was all preacher on TV. John Hagee. This morning he says Jesus is constantly interceding for every one of you and me. Now think about that. That's like the biggest of bigs thinking about the littlest of little. So that's the emphasis on 1 Corinthians 2:9. What God has prepared for you, what God has gotten ready for us. We think so much about, and I really got on a roll with this in my mind, or the Lord did, in our daily preparation. Okay, somebody told me a while back, you know, we emphasize this physical life, not so much the spiritual life. The spiritual life is the permanent part. This earthly life is temporary, and we treat it like this is the permanent. Okay, so I started thinking, you know, as we're preparing our whole lives for what? Okay, when you're young, you're preparing for adulthood. When you get married, you're preparing for your family. You're preparing to build a new house. You're preparing for this. But everything, we're caught up in preparing for the short-term stuff. Okay, as you get into the middle of your lives, you start thinking about your retirement thing. So we're all up about, you know, handling our money right, putting it in the right place, preparing for that. And I often thought, then what? In this world, then what? You suppose when you hit retirement, you just sit there for on out? So that's the point I'm wanting to make on our preparation here, is to be prepared for what's beyond. I got several scriptures I'm going to read, and I'll tell you where they're at. You can write them down, whatever. But I got them in an order here. Several scriptures, 2907. Overflowing blessings. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And everybody knows that's in Psalm 23, chapter verse 5. Psalm 31:19. Treasures of goodness. And remember, folks, I'm emphasizing, this is from God to you. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. A spiritual feast. This is in Matthew 22:4. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. That's for you. He's preparing that for you. A glorious inheritance, Matthew 25. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come ye and blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. A heavenly home, found in John 14:2, but I think I'm going to read more. John 14:1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe, ye believe in God, believe also in me. Take this to the bank, folks. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I emphasize, he went to prepare a place for you and me, for each of us. Can I even get a amen out of that? That should make our hearts jump and flip and say, praise the Lord. That is right. And if I go, here's the icing on it. He went and prepared that place. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. That's it, Rodney. That's it. That's what I emphasize here this morning. What he's done. We talk about our preparations. Look at his preparations from the foundation of the world that he did for you and me. From the oldest to the youngest. From the richest to the poorest. From the prettiest to the ugliest. We categorize everybody in this world. We people do. But he done it for you. Every one of you, no adjectives, no whatever them other words that... Pronouns, that's it. That's exactly it. Pronouns. It's about you. Jesus died for you. He went to prepare a place for you. Man, he's coming again. He didn't go to prepare a place and say, look what you could have had. Look what I got and you ain't getting. I'm preparing that for you. Now I want to talk a little bit just about our preparation beyond this world. Okay, and again, I'm sure a lot of you are saved and a lot of you are prepared, but we'll talk a little bit about that. You've heard the thief coming, so if you know a thief is coming, you're going to be ready. Right? You're going to be prepared for that. You're going to watch. You're going to have a watchful eye. You're not going to sit idle by and it's going to sneak in on you. You're going to be ready. So as Christians, and I read one when I was doing some research, one place, as Christians, what do we do to prepare for heaven as Christians? Well, if you're prepared, you know you've gotten saved. Okay. But what do you do prepare? And emphasize on what Ryan was saying. When we're prepared, we're sharing it with others. We don't let the world dictate what we're doing. If we're prepared, we're serving the Lord as best we can, whether it be through preaching, teaching, coming to church. Are you prepared to stand before a right and just God this morning? We're doing a series on witnessing on Wednesday nights, once a month. And the emphasis, are you prepared to stand before a right and just God this morning? And they emphasize talking about going to court, okay? You're guilty. We're guilty of sin. And are you prepared to stand before that judge? To be prepared, to start being prepared, you got to have the blood of Jesus. Bottom line. Bottom line. Okay, we sometimes get the, what is it, the cart in front of the horse. I think about all the world. Okay, I thought about wearing the Jesus t-shirts. You know, you see them around. But are you prepared within that t-shirt? Okay, the t-shirt should be the second part of the preparation. You got to start with your foundation, which is the blood of Christ. Start at the cross, where He shed that blood. That's where we need to start our preparation. Thinking about the Sunday school class this morning as he was teaching the directions to Ezekiel, you know, yeah, it was about the perimeters of the land. But you gotta start. You gotta have a base. You gotta have direction. You gotta have guidance to prepare. Well, the Word says to prepare the blood of Jesus Christ, His shed blood on the cross. Start at the cross, and then all that other stuff will be added unto you. I'm starting to ramble here, so think about your preparation today as you want to come and get a song. Are you prepared to meet the Lord? Mind the Lord this morning. If somebody needed to come forward earlier that didn't, today would be a great time.